USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Justice for J6 Riley co-host Kara Castronova bashed Nancy Pelosi for helping to create an atmosphere of fear around the rally Saturday in Washington, D.C.
And they were afraid because of Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi put a statement out there, which is completely abhorrent, saying, do not come to Washington, D.C. and support these killers. I've never heard a Speaker of the House use her platform to discourage American citizens from attending a peaceful protest to stand up for their fellow American citizens who are being detained without bail in solitary confinement, which is unconstitutional.
A Texas doctor claimed Saturday that he has deliberately violated the state's new abortion law in order to help test whether it's legal. Alan Braid, an obstetrician-gynecologist in San Antonio, explained his actions in an essay published in the Washington Post. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Senator Roger Marshall, Republican of Kansas, tells Cavuto Live that the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending bill will kill the U.S. economy.
In Olathe, Kansas, and these people are fired up to kill this bill. They realize it for what it is. It's really $5.5 trillion plus another one or two on top of it. Charles, this is going to be $7 trillion before it's all over with. It's reckless spending. It's going to lead to reckless taxing, reckless inflation.
The United States Department of the Treasury on September 17th sanctioned several Chinese entities and individuals based in China for financing Iran-related terrorist activities. The Office of Foreign Assets Control of the Treasury Department posted on its website Friday that it is imposing sanctions on members of the networks that finance terrorist organization Hezbollah in Lebanon and Kuwait. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
France recalls its ambassadors over a submarine deal. Wendy King has the story.
French President Emmanuel Macron has recalled his ambassador to the United States Friday in response to the U.S. and Britain's deal to share submarine technology with Australia. France's Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs confirmed they had called back Ambassador Philippe Etienne. Macron also recalled the French ambassador from Australia. The United States, Britain, and Australia announced a trilateral security partnership, stating its first major initiative will be to deliver a nuclear power submarine fleet for Australia. The fleet will not include nuclear weapons. The agreement killed a multi-billion dollar deal Australia had with France. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison denied French accusations that Paris wasn't warned about the possibility of a new deal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Joe Biden's administration on Friday pledged support for abortion providers and patients in Texas after losing an initial step in a legal case against the state's new anti-abortion law. Biden's Health Secretary Xavier Becerra said that his department was providing funding to Everybody Texas, a nonprofit that says it supports abortions by administering Title X funding. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.